This Dharma talk is dedicated with great love to my teacher Doshi, who continues to inspire me along the path. For this talk I have chosen a koan from the Mumon Khan or Gateless Gate, case 8. What next invented cartwheel? The wheel was invented in China a long time ago. The koan is, when what next invented the cartwheel, it had 100 spokes. The koan question is, if hub and rim are broken off, spokes scattered away, do you understand the bright clarity of what it could do then? End of quote. Hundred spokes and a rim, putting it all together, the wheel rolling out of itself. What an invention. Do you start from the outside in or the inside out? Either way, the wheel came into existence as everything else. The Chinese call it Zhuzhan, occurrence of itself. Zhuzhan, occurrence of itself, the imperceptible reality, the magic. We call it a wheel. We see it as a wheel. But in essence, the wheel does not exist. Fundamentally, nothing exists. It's parts put together for a purpose. Without the purpose, the parts fall apart. We call the wheel a wheel like we call a dewdrop a dewdrop. It appears as such for a minute until the sun snatches it away. Nothing is as it appears, yet it is not otherwise. Same with the body, a composition of parts put together, all empty. Eye, ear, nose. The koan question, when hub and rim come off, what is the bright clarity of what it could do then? Looking at the scattered spokes and rim, what could do the wheel then? It lost its function, the function we impose on the wood. But what is the universal function of wood? In the material world, wood serves to build houses, boats, treasure chests, etc. All for the ultimate purpose of providing space. The emptiness space being the essential quality here. Even the cartwheel turns around the empty center, fulfilling the purpose of motion. We call a house a house, a boat a wheel, seeing the function, yet the essential being is emptiness. Even so with the human body, can we step out of our accustomed house, taking on any role assigned to us by life, revolving our life around emptiness? That's to me the understanding of bright clarity posed by the koan. Being available, open. All function derives from causality. Purpose and meaning are superimposed by us. What next invented the cartwheel? How auspicious this name. What's the next moment? What determines the next moment? He invented the cartwheel from inside out. How did it come into his head? From emptiness into form, from spokes into a wheel. Likewise, in emptiness, we give birth to ourselves, according to circumstances, from moment to moment. I am possible, you are possible. Life is possible, movement is possible. When the wheel turns, it turns around the empty center, the still point on which all life, all movement issues. There's actually a Zen phrase expressing the condition where there seems to be no life. In the Zen marriage, the priest reads three statements, one of which says, life is without excitement. Life is completely still, regardless whether it is dramatic or not. The background of life is always completely still, empty. There's a saying, when the wooden man begins to sing, the stone woman gets up to dance. Completely still is the essence of life. And then there is stillness and movement. This stillness, emptiness, is exactly where life comes from. Singing and dancing. Stillness and movement. Movement and stillness. Balanced energy, no drama, no excitement. How wonderful. A wheel has an outer rim, the turning of which is its function. Likewise, legs, arms, fingers execute function. Yet the turning point of the wheel is still. The hub is empty. So is our Buddha nature, around which everything turns. In its essence, it's empty, still. When the rim is broken off, the wheel does not function. Even so, when bones are broken, function is absent. When our focus is only on the outer wheel, we get confused about the direction and purpose. Blessed are those who go around in circles, for they will become wheels. We all are so much in love with our shadow, taking for real what is a shadow. We are doing cartwheels, forgetting that life rolls out by itself, from moment to moment. Life is breathing you. Life is living you. Do you understand the bright clarity of what it could do then? That vast energy that boundless freedom. When all actions are carried out, first is attention to the still point within, the origin of action, there is completion and direction of action. The bright clarity in every action is revealed. The Tao tells us less and less do we have to do until nothing is left undone. But can we really be without desires? Zhangzi addresses this question in his inner chapters. Zhangzi was a contemporary of Lao Tzu. A little dialogue. Hui Tzu asked Zhangzi, can a man really live without desire? Yes, said Zhangzi. But, said Hui Tzu, if a man has no desire, how can you call him a man? Zhangzi said, Tao gives him his appearance. Heaven gives him his body. Why should he not be called a man? Hui Tzu said, since he is called a man, how can he be without desire? Zhangzi said, this is not what I meant by desire. When I say he has no desire, I mean that he does not disturb his inner well-being with likes and dislikes. He accepts things as they are. He does not try to improve upon them. Hui Tzu said, if a man does not try to improve upon this, the things they are, how does he survive? Zhangzi said, Tao gives him his appearance, heaven gives him his body. He does not disturb his inner well-being with likes and dislikes. At present, you use all your vital energy on external things and wear out your spirit. You lean against a tree and mutter, collapse upon a rotten stump and fall asleep. The body is a gift from heaven, yet you use it to babble and jabber about hardness and whiteness. Back to the coin question. If hub and rim are broken off, do you understand the bright clarity of what it could do then? Buddha's last words, everything that comes into existence falls apart in the end. At times, our life falls apart. There's only a rim and spokes scattered. No direction, no movement. It's like facing an insurmountable iron wall. Don't stop there. Going through the zero point, where everything seems to come to a halt. Keep going, empty-handed, letting go of all emotional entanglements of the past. Touching the depth of your life, when everything seems to be lost. That's the point of your journey, to arouse the way-seeking mind. Only when we go through this gateless gate of complete loss, emptiness, can we find new life in the face of everything fading away. No eye, ear, nose, in the end the whole body goes. We experience emptiness. This is a visceral experience. Yet, we still have to make great effort to live. We must constantly live by taking the initiative to make our human existence come alive in emptiness. This is our Bodhisattva vow. Then a barrier is not an obstacle. Obstacles dissolve with a bright clarity, like fog in the sunlight, and obstacles turn into opportunities. Back to the wheel. The wheel can only fulfill its function when it's whole and integrated. Scattered parts coming together around emptiness. As with us, we feel complete and authentic when movement is accompanied by stillness. And stillness pervades movement. The yin-yang balance. A new door opens up. Astonishment and gratefulness signal the first step. Movement again, action. The potential of the wheel to turn and move forward. When all parts come together again and find their place, the hub at the center, the still point, and the spokes all supporting, making movement possible. Boundless energy, vast horizon. The complete wheel ready to go. The loom of origins playing out its cycles, sudden as a lightning flash. Vast ocean of dazzling light, marked by the waves of life and death. The tranquil passage of great calm embodies the form of new and old, of absence and presence.